Today's homily, looking at these three readings, and what I see are three words that stand out. In the second reading, 1 Corinthians, called to be holy. In the gospel, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, Lamb. And from the first reading, you are my servant. So there's three words: holy, Lamb, servant. What does that have to do with each other, and what does that have to do with you and me? So there's a, I don't know, some of y'all are old enough to remember Billy Joel. He has this one song, Only the Good Die Young. All right? Kind of memorable. And in that song, there's a line: I'd rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints. I'd rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints. And I think that mentality is actually more common than just this one song that was written, you know, some time ago. I think that's a common mentality of why maybe people don't feel comfortable coming to church. I'd rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints. So two things. One, the sense that real fun and real life is outside of church. You get to do what you want. You get to sleep in on Sundays. Do whatever you want with whomever you want, whenever you want. That's a real fun. But then on the flip side of that is this idea that in church, it's only boring people. Only boring people come to church. What do you think of that? I mean, the idea in our modern world is that, yeah, fun is out here, and in inside church, it's we're crying. All the saints, we're crying. We're sad. We're sad people. All right. So this idea of holiness that the Bible proposes to you. Are we convinced that it's good news? Are we convinced that this idea of holiness, that is what God wants for you, that God wants for you a life of fullness? John chapter 10, verse 10, I come that they might have life and have it to the full. Are we convinced of that fact? That what God wants for us is a good thing. Holiness, His life, His love, recreating us into who we were made to be. Men and women in maturity who are filled with His love and just overflowing love for others. Are we convinced that's a good thing? Holiness, right? I'd invite you to consider that. Like, would God... Okay, here's one point, right? You've heard of the communion of saints. This idea that what we are doing right here is in preparation for a community, the only community that will last for eternity. This community here is the only one that can withstand death and last for eternity. So that means every other community we have in this world, you know, our fishing groups, our sports groups, our fantasy football groups, right? Not bad things in themselves, but if that's my idea, like that's my one community that I'm holding on for dear life, you might be disappointed when you die. Okay, communion of the saints, you've heard of that. Have we ever heard of the communion of the damned? No, it's not something that you hear about. Because theologically speaking, those who are invited to heaven and say, thanks, no thanks, God, what hell is in actuality is not a community, it's isolation. Isolation. Our patron saint, St. Teresa of Avila, she was given a vision of hell when she was going on the wrong path. And that vision changed her life radically in the completely opposite direction. But her experience of hell was complete and total isolation. As I've said before, it's God giving you what you want, and that's what it means to put myself over everything else. It's a kind of isolation, and on Judgment Day, God said, I offered you myself, and you said, no thanks. I'm giving you what you want, which is yourself, for all eternity. All right, So, but are we convinced that holiness is a good thing? Are we convinced? Is this a community convinced that we want God with us? We want, in the gospel, the Holy Spirit descended upon the Lamb of God and remained with Him. Do we want that? Do we want, to have that just remaining presence of God with us? Okay, first, holiness. Second, how do we get there? Holiness. Gospel. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It's kind of a weird title, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It's the only time in the gospel, in the Bible, Jesus is referred to as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He's referred to as a lamb in Revelation, but here's the only time the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It's interesting. People come to confession, and 99% of Catholics who come to confession, they come holding some sin, and they're looking very intently at that sin. Not literally, but the focus is very much on, did I remember everything? Did I say the right thing? Did I do this? And looking at my sin, looking at my sin, looking at my sin. And there's a whole lot of emotions around that. And I tell them, if the focus of what we're doing here is on your sin, this would be the saddest sacrament. But the good news is that we have a God who claims as a title the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That's His title. If they had it in the day, it would be trademarked. If that's what Jesus came to do, I would suggest He is very much interested in doing that thing, taking away your sin. Taking it away. Give it to me, He says. Don't be burdened by it anymore. Give it to me. That's the good news of coming to confession. That's the good news of coming to confession. God wants to take away your sin. But you don't have to go to start that, to start giving Him that, inviting Him into your life, right? The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, that's the path to holiness. Sin burdens. Jesus sets us free. All right. The other thing, Isaiah, servant. You are my servant through whom I show my glory. So Isaiah is talking about the servant fulfilled in Jesus Christ, but also we share in that calling, the servant. Now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as a servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to Him and Israel gathered to Him. I've shared with you before my theory that for as many people that have been pushed away from Christianity in general and Catholicism in particular, my theory is that there's usually a bad experience. Like someone who calls himself a Christian who's not acting like a Christian. And if that's the reality for many who don't come to church, it's like, no, I don't want to be with those people. It's going to take someone stepping into their lives and inviting them back. If it was a lack of love that pushed them away, it has to be love that brings them back. That's why this first reading, I formed you as my servants that Jacob may be brought back to Him and Israel gathered to Him. That the people may be brought back. That's one of the things the servant does. I'll just give you an example. So in our front, I don't know if you notice at 9:30 Mass, we have the same people sitting here for these past few weeks. These are men and women who are seeking full communion with the Catholic Church and OCIA. And some of them are here because they had a good experience. All right, they had a good experience in a church setting. I'll just share with you some more good news about that. So this is our second week doing Alpha. Alpha, it's not magic. It's just offering people what I believe no other organization can offer. That is a true sense of community. A true sense of community and connection that you can't get at your job. And that you get with your hobbies and stuff, but here, connecting at that deeper level. This past week, the second week of Alpha, we had a gentleman visit, and this is his first time, self-proclaimed agnostic. And the way I explain agnosticism, one way of explaining it is someone who says, you know, like, maybe God is out there. But if God is out there, he's got to show himself to me. He's got to prove it. He's got to, you know. But, you know, I'm just live my life, and if God shows up, then that'll be fine. So self-proclaimed agnostic, you know, like, not someone who would maybe see himself coming to church on a Sunday, showed up at the Alpha, and he said, I had a good time. I think I might come back. Like, that's kind of neat. You have someone, I wouldn't imagine, who would identify as a church person, coming to this thing, having a conversation, a meal, and saying, I think I might come back. That's really neat. So, but what is that? That is someone invited him. Someone greeted him at the door. Someone said, it's so great to see you here this evening. Someone actually listened to him without talking, without arguing, without teaching him, without correcting him. Someone just said, it's good that you're here. That's what Alpha is. Planting seeds. All right, three things. Holiness. Lamb takes away the sins of the world. Servant. Which of these you want to pray with? You want to pray with, like, God calling you to something out of yourself. Holiness. You want to pray with Jesus, who wants to take away your sins. Do you want him to take them away, or do you want to hold on to them? In that servant, that idea. Yes, God can send you to bring back Jacob, to bring back Israel, to bring back those who have been scattered. Let's pray that we may be open to the Lord's invitation so that we may grow his love in our community. Amen.